The Governing Board of Arizona's and the country's largest community college district met last night and heard from angry employees, current and former, on several recently made decisions. From KJZZ's education desk, Casey Kuhn was there last night and joins me now here in studio. Casey, good morning.
Good morning.
So up for a vote last night was getting rid of a policy called Meet and Confer. What exactly is that and what did people have to say about it?
So Meet and Confer is basically a kind of bargaining tool that faculty can use to discuss how employees are paid, how the working environment kind of goes, and things like that. So last night, the board voted to eliminate that program. Their justification was that to eliminate this, it kind of streamlines the decision-making process at that top level. And it was not, as I'm sure you can imagine, welcomed with open arms by the staff. The meeting room was actually at capacity, so they had to open a conference room over in the district building next door to accommodate all the overflow of people who wanted to say something.
Now, Casey, staff isn't happy, but after the board met last week to talk about this initially, the board president said some faculty were, quote, fear-mongering when people started to get worried about their jobs. How did the board members vote and why?
Right. So last night, the choice to cut the program passed 4-3. It wasn't unanimous. There were several amendments, several substitute motions that were discussed, but ultimately most were shot down until that final vote. Most vocally opposed. Some did vocally oppose the decision. Linda Thor called it shameful, a dark day for the district. She was pretty much quiet, though, up until that roll call vote to explain her vote. And then the board president, Lauren Hendricks, voted to eliminate this policy. He said, and all the public comment that we heard about it last night was pretty much against it. I saw online opposition as well. But Hendricks says faculty will not see any significant changes. And he thinks only a small but very vocal group is against it. Here he is.
If they were aware of the actual factual information, I don't think we'd have the concern. I don't think the morale problem is real. It's being propagated by a minority of members. I think the majority are happy with their jobs. I don't think they're afraid of what happened tonight.
Of course, here's a double negative. I did not hear anyone that was not against cutting the policy.
All right. Last week, that meeting was chaotic and probably confusing in some ways for people who are worried their jobs at the community colleges would be compromised. Did that happen this time, and how did the governing board explain their votes?
So, a lot of people came out to speak against this policy cut, but it was relatively subdued. There were several moments when the crowd would kind of clap or react to a certain comment. For example, board member Tracy Livingston explained her vote. She said this type of policy didn't work at other school districts that she had helped manage on governing boards there, and said something about the staff's reaction, making the board out to be villains. And of course, everybody started clapping. She said she walked right into that one. She did. One faculty member from Scottsdale Community College, actually, Rhonda McDonald, says the morale problem is real. She doesn't trust the board, and she says this policy actually helped keep faculty motivated to help students.
At Scottsdale, we have a long history of faculty going above and beyond what they're paid to do. But we've just been told, in no clearer words, that that sort of dedication is not valued and it's not rewarded.
I did hear some responses, mostly from the board, that said that people were saying the policy is flawed, but that it should be fixed and not cut entirely. Ultimately, this decision is supposed to save the district money while also moving the decision-making process along.
Now, the community college district has been taking a lot of hits after this and also after cutting the football program at schools that had it, which we've reported on as well. Did that come up last night?
Oh, yes. In fact, a group of people came out to protest that elimination last night. You're kind of seeing a pattern here, right? One coach from the Scottsdale football program, the Fighting Artichokes, said this policy decision came without any input or any consideration from the people who actually work with those players and students. Junior college football is kind of seen as a last step for players who didn't make it to a four-year college. And that same coach also said that this football decision will impact a population that's mostly minority students. And you could even hear the protests going on from inside the meeting room as the board was voting to cut another policy.
All right. That's KJZZ's Casey Kuhn. Casey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
And we should, of course, note that KJZZ is licensed to the Maricopa County Community College District.